Talk away to me there. Just tell me about your favorite football team or something. I'll just check the levels here.
I absolutely hate football. Yeah, I'm a runner. I love to run. I'm a squash player. But as for football, yeah, doesn't float my boat.
Right. Okay. All right. We're pretty good. We're pretty good to go. Well, let's try this. 10-second countdown.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sideshow Garden Podcast.
It's another Friday afternoon. I really need to change that intro, don't I? It's never a Friday afternoon. I know you'd know that, but at the same token, it's just habit of a lifetime at this stage of the game. None to the point, you are very welcome to another episode of the Sideshow Garden Podcast. And I'm delighted to welcome Stuart Charles Toner. Stuart, how are you, my good man? You're very welcome to the Sideshow.
Hello, Peter. I'm very good, thank you. Very good. Thank you for having me.
You're most welcome. You're most welcome. Stuart, your first time at Chelsea 2018 is on the horizon. Tell me a little bit before we get into any of that about yourself. Who are you? Where did it all start? Where did it go wrong? And where has it gone extremely right on this occasion for you?
Where has it gone wrong? I think doing Chelsea probably is like dropping a brick on my foot, and I do question why the hell I'm doing it. But a little bit about myself. I'm a freelance garden designer and an RHS consultant. Been in the industry for about 12 years and 3 years as a freelance designer working for myself. Again, I question my madness for working for myself. It has its ups and downs. Certainly not new to show gardens. I have done two in the past, one with another colleague, which was Hampton Court, and we got gold in Best in Show. And my first one, a very small one, got me silver gilt. So I've slowly been building up to Chelsea and, yeah, taking a plunge.
Here's a gas one, and you hit the nail on the head in that you did a small one and then you do maybe a collaboration and then essentially you do one on your Todd. And there's like a Jamie Vardy trajectory into you're not a football man, I know that, but for those listening at home, essentially you work your way a little bit up the ladder. To do two show gardens at Hampton and then end up where you are, I'll go back and say it again, and this isn't the first time, that's a pretty fast trajectory ? answer.
I suppose it is. And just to clarify that this show garden is actually not on my Todd. It is a collaboration between myself, another garden designer, architects, a composer and a sculptor, which, yeah, for a first time Chelsea, that's a hell of a mix. But I guess it has been a kind of a whirlwind for being sort of only in my first 3 years of business myself to have achieved two of those before I started working for myself. It's, yeah, a hell of a launch platform and hurtling forward, but it's my sort of mantra in life is if you're going to do something, you've got to do it properly and take a lot of risks along the way and shut your eyes and hold on tight and hope that it all comes off in the end. You only get one life and you've got to, yeah, take the ball by the horn.
I had a friend of mine who once turned around to me and said, she asked me, would I go to this gig? I think it was a music festival, if I remember correctly. I said, I'll think about it. And she sent me a note back saying, if you're offered a seat in a rocket ship, don't ask what seat, just get on. Do you live by that mantra?
I suppose so. Certainly with the last show garden, it was a very stressful process. So although I have jumped into doing Chelsea and I'm sort of closing my eyes as, and going with it, I know it's going to be painful, and certainly taking risks in life can be painful, but you've got to do it. It's, yeah, you only get one life, and if you think about anything in life too much, you're going to find a bad point or something to put you off it. So yeah, run with it, and I'm sure it'll all work out fine in the end.
Let me play it a different angle to you, Stuart, because last year the Sideshow ended up doing a live show in the United States, something I did not plan to happen.
Yeah.
I didn't go out looking for it, if you understand me. In your case, did you turn around and say, okay, Stuart, let's get your act together. Let's sit down at a desk with a pen and a sheet of paper. We'll put Chelsea into a calculator, press the square root button and try and figure out what that multiplication equation is to get there. Or did you get one of those free phone calls?
I suppose it was a long drawn out planned process. Certainly the working for myself wasn't a planned process, and it just happened. And I sort of jumped off a cliff and, went for it. But certainly with Chelsea, it's been in the pipeline for a couple of years, planning it, designing it and tinkering away, and then looking for a sponsor. So it's been a long time coming.
What was the phone call? Because as we well know at this stage of the game, and the listeners of the Sod Show would know, there are three pieces to the pie. There's, have I got a good design that will be accepted? There's, am I able to put this garden together actually in real life in the show?
Yeah.
And then there's the big one, which essentially is the chandelier in the room, which is, do I have a Machiavellian-esque benefactor to make this thing all logically possible? Unless you're Kate Gold, which you listeners again would know, just somehow or other manages to make it happen. And I genuinely don't know, even after interviewing her. In your case, who's the brains behind that part of it?
I suppose we got lucky in some respects in terms of being introduced to the sponsor via the RHS. But equally, it is sort of how people find sponsors is I don't know myself. It wasn't a pure miracle. Obviously, it's getting to know people and talking to people and getting your ideas out there so people know what you're up to. But yeah, they came to us and sort of said, we've got a sponsor interested, and handed us over, and we went from there. VTB Capital, they're a large Russian investment bank, and they got a hold of our sort of ideas and concepts and have been a fantastic support and driver for it. It's been good.
Let's get into the garden then, if we can, Stuart. What is the garden, number one? And number two, did the sponsor, BTB, have any influence on the overall design? How did that bit all pair out?
The garden is inspired by the work of Barbara Hepworth and a piece of music that was composed by a young composer called Leo Geyer. He was commissioned by the Hepworth Estate and Tates and Ives to produce a piece of music for Hepworth's 40th anniversary at her own garden in St Ives. And it was through this sort of collaboration that we then came up with the collaboration for the garden, to be inspired by Hepworth, inspired by the music, and then more broadly inspired by the subtropical and temperate climate of Cornwall itself. VTB have certainly had some input into the garden elements, but it was very much this core British garden, if you want. It's not traditional, but certainly Hepworth is a very big name in Britain, and VTB are launching a new bank into the British domestic market, and it was this this intrinsic connection that they that drew them to us.
Can I ask you a question, Stuart? Like, I'm not joking here, and this isn't Peter's sometimes wry wit taking centre stage here, but I sometimes scratch my head and say, well, number one, the sponsors, they don't always get the applause that they maybe should, number one. But number two, the odd time I scratch my head, I go, why are they sponsoring this thing? What did they get out of it? Not what are they getting? How much are they earning out of this? What do they actually derive from that? How do you see that as a garden designer? I know you're sponsored, and a round of applause and very well done. And again, lucky, as you describe it, is always hard work and then being in the right place.
Yeah, certainly. I suppose there's two veins to that question. One is sort of the crude answer would be that it's purely a marketing outlet for sponsors. It's a marketing outlet for designers. It's a marketing outlet for anyone that's involved in a show garden to put their names and faces out there to the wider public. The other sort of vein is that there are messages that sponsors and sort of other collaborators want to put out, which is very much the case of our last show garden that we did. It was about the regeneration of a former coal mine, and the processes that the Hadlow Group were doing on site, and the future of that site that had a very specific message. So I guess it does vary from sponsor to sponsor, and is either marketing or very much concept led.
Whereabouts in Chelsea are you building, Stuart?
Main Avenue. So we're down in bottom end on the left-hand side.
Just as you turn up to where the BBC Gardens would have been last year?
BBC Gardens, basically, if you go down Main Avenue, and so we're on the left-hand side at the bottom, just before you get to the big pavilion restaurant, sort of the M&G sponsorship building.
Okay.
So we're in the thick of it.
Are you nervy at this moment in time? How are you feeling?
I'm better than I have been. I still get moments of wanting to run away screaming, but I think that's partly because it's a collaboration. There's a lot to deal with in terms of all the elements and the people that are leading those elements. So I suppose project management from a sort of umbrella view. And it's, yeah, just making sure that everything is in place, and it has to happen. And I'm a perfectionist in myself and sort of the work I do. So I'm learning to sort of let go and, yeah, let the lines blur a little and sort of, yes, this is the concept and the idea we're after, and this is what I've got in my head, but I've sort of slowly letting go if things don't quite match and work. Been a roller coaster so far, and I'm sure it will be to the very end, but it's something I've always dreamed about doing. So I do feel very privileged to have been accepted by the RHS, to have got the support of VTB, the sponsor, and also the support of the wider team that is creating this with me.
Have you driven every single person that you know absolutely spare with repeatedly talking about your garden?
They have in jest, but I don't know whether that is, to me it's in jest, but it might very well be. I do try and not talk about it too much. I don't actively think I've driven anyone away yet, but there's still a couple of months to go yet.
give it time. I asked on Twitter a couple of weeks ago if you could ask an RHS designer one question, anything, upcoming episode, what would that be? Conway Landscapes asked me, how's your psychiatrist? I found that actually hilarious, but also extremely bang on point.
Yeah, no, totally. I think everyone needs a psych evaluation every now and then in life, especially with show gardens. Like I said, it's an extremely stressful thing to put yourself through, whether you've done it before or not. And yeah, I think we do need our heads checking.
Lee came in with I did say anything. What's your favourite pizza topping?
My anything meat-based, basically.
Not pineapple.
God, no. No pineapple. That doesn't belong on a pizza.
Good friend of the show, Tim Hell, came in with it was actually a very wonderful question. How long had you dreamed of being at Chelsea before it came true?
I suppose ever since I've been in the industry, it's been a dream to do it for many reasons. One of the sort of, certainly in the last few years, is a launch pad for my career and making a brand. But also it's been a sort of, it'll be a milestone and a tester for me as sort of to grow and learn and really sort of see how good I am as a designer and sort of in myself, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Sort of put my work out there and see if I'm good enough and grow from it and learn from it. Because it's, your sort of contemporaries judging you as well as the public, and they've all got something to contribute to it. Although it'd be painful if we come away with less than gold, there's always something to learn.
To turn around and say that if we don't get gold, we'd be disappointed is a trait that I guess I admire a lot. That ability to walk into a room wearing bell-bottom trousers in the year 2018 and know that you are the Don, that you own the room. Like, and just not even care. You don't even notice. And everybody around you picks up on that confidence, that aura, that magnetic shield, that something that you have that they can't just put their finger on. What you just said there, do you have one of those? Are you that confident a person in your head and your heart that you just turn around and say, it'll be fine, boom, thanks for my medal, see you later, lads, out of here?
Lord, no. last show garden, we got a gold and best in show, and the Sunday before final judging, we were stood there ripping it apart in our heads, saying, well, that's not good enough, this is not good enough, and bits like that. And we just couldn't see the wood for the trees, really. I think that's me as a sort of a perfectionist, but it's very much what I will be like this time. We're aiming for gold, and we've got to stay focused, and it's terrible because I think it sounds so sort of, I can't think of the word, but it's not about the medal as such, but when you invest as much time as you have professionally and personally, your own sort of sweat, blood and tears into it, to not achieve that gold, it's heartbreaking. And I feel for those people that when they do the live coverage and they get their medals and you can just see that they're broken when they don't get that gold. I totally empathize and understand because of what you invest in it. And whether that gold be because you want to jump up and down and say, look at me, I'm the gold medal winner and I'm the bee's knees, or whether you're just doing it sort of for personal sort of validation and achievement. For me, that's the focus, and that's keeping my eye on the ball to make sure that every step of the way we do everything we can to make sure this garden is a success. For me and for every member of the team.
When I was building show gardens, there's about a 5-acre field of barley. It's like something out of a Bon Jovi music video with the barley just blowing in the wind and you can see the sheaves just like music. But essentially, it was a place of calm, and that really doesn't exist in between Peter's ears. Standing out in the middle of the field with a mug of coffee in my hand, close my eyes, almost like you strip an engine apart and then pieced it back together again, which was essentially the garden going together. And the following day, I walked out into the middle of the field and I pictured somebody else then walking through that completed garden. So there's two points I make here, Stuart. One is the building and the construction, which is, again, points on the board for your garden being judged. The second one then is the public walking by, and they walk up and stand at the edge of the garden or walk through that garden. Essentially, they're the two different medals. One is invisible and one is extremely visible, and what maybe pushes your career on to the next level. Who did you take most into consideration when you were putting it together?
I suppose that's a difficult one because I want to take something away from both. Obviously, the public are your future clients and the real world, and that's who you're really selling yourself to. And from the start of this project, we said, me and Beth, we're both garden designers, said that this garden has to be a garden. Although it is concept led with Hepworth and the music inspired, when people look at it, we want them to recognise a garden. But on the other side of that, as a garden designer, I want to continually develop myself and improve and learn. And that I think is what you take away from the judges and the professionals that look at your garden. They will be analysing everything, and it's their feedback is invaluable, really, because getting all those minds in a collective space to look at your work and give you a critique, although it might be painful, is a great way to learn and grow. So it's difficult. Getting your gold medal is one thing, and then getting people's choice is totally different. But both are great tools if you can look at them that way.
What's downtime for you, Stuart? Pure escapism, non-photosynthetic.
I don't know what a day off is. I'm a runner, putting my shoes on, putting my music in my ears, and I disappear. I haven't been doing as much as I should have late, but I find that a great way of just getting out of my own head and, getting away from the world.
Pop quiz round if we can, Stuart. Your favourite drink?
Favourite drink? I'm a cider drinker, if I have time.
The last piece of music you actually bought?
Oh, Lord, I haven't bought music in a long time, but it would be some sort of country music, probably Dolly Parton.
Really?
Yeah.
My perception of you has just changed. Yeah. Is that because she did the Glastonbury thing?
I've never done Glastonbury, no.
No, she did Glastonbury, not you.
She did, yeah. No, I've never visited. I'm not a festival goer, I'm afraid. But no, I've been a country fan and a Dolly fan for probably 10 years or more.
Have you ever done line dancing?
I haven't actually, no. A friend recently took up ballroom dancing and gave us all before Christmas, me and some friends got together and he gave us a quick ballroom lesson, which was quite interesting. You suddenly realise how bad you are at dancing and how difficult it actually is.
When you grow up, Stuart, are you going to be one of them dads that dances at the dance floor? You know, one of those dads. You know what I'm talking about.
Probably will be, yeah.
Let me sidetrack back to something that you said at the very, very start. RHS consultant, what is that?
Basically, I do some sort of finer detail work and CAD drawings and support for RHS Wisley.
Oh, Matthew Potash's place, former guest of the show. He's the head don there.
Yes, he is. Yes, I do know Matt. He's a good friend.
Lovely guy.
Very good guy. Yeah, I've done some collaboration work with him as well on sort of real projects out in the industry, not just the RHS. Sort of small, finer detail things on, did a little bit of work for their new exotic garden, setting out the site for them, and a few other little bits and pieces where they're having a massive overhaul of the new master plan that's been done by Christopher Bradley Hole. So that's been slowly implemented, and I'm helping out on the ground in certain areas.
I put out a note on Twitter some time ago, Stuart, and it was just after Mark Gregory had won the most influential horticultural person awarded by Pro Landscaper magazine. And the note I put out was 6 months after I interviewed Mark, he wins the most influential person. Nice to have played a major role in such a speedy career trajectory. For those of you who don't know, Mark is the most medalled person in the history of the RHS, 150 show garden medals. My wry wit aside, how do you see your career 6 months just after you've been on the Sideshow?
A holiday, actually. I'm off to Canada. following a nervous breakdown after Chelsea, probably. No, I hope that it brings in work. The year will be what it will be, but I definitely have a holiday books to recharge and get my wits back. Yeah, hopefully a few new projects, and the sky's the limit.
I was never present when one of my show gardens was being taken down. I always felt like it was, don't mean this to sound as it sounds, but it's almost like letting the love of your life just slip away from your fingers. In the movie sense, or in some kind of aha type video where she becomes a cartoon, it never sat right in my head that I was there and witnessed it being stripped apart. Do you identify with that? Do you have one of those little ticks?
Yeah, no, totally. My first show garden, I didn't see it being taken apart. I was in full-time employment at the time and didn't have time to spend pulling it apart. So I didn't have that traumatic moment. The second one, the green scene, me and Beth were on site to start pulling that apart, and it was so difficult. Just seeing the bulldozer drive through the middle of all sort of hard landscaping and rip things apart after you spent 3 weeks lovingly put it together, it's heartbreaking, because like I said, you do put so much into it, and literally within a day all the plants are out and the bare soil is back to bare soil, and the hard landscaping elements going in the skip, and it's the harsh reality of it. It's not nice. So this one again, I'll be part of the breakdown team, but I guess you just get used to it, or have to.
Or not, in my case, and just pay somebody else to do it.
maybe I'm just becoming a bit cold-hearted in my old age.
What age are you, by the way, Stuart?
34.
34, for God's sake. You're still an NSYNC fan.
Oh, Lord, no.
They don't do country music. When you were putting the concept together for this garden, well, sometimes I sit down at the drawing desk and you've had a conversation with Mary, whoever that client might be. In this case, it's the Royal Horticultural Society and your sponsor, and you know what the site is and you know which sites have to be closed off. And you have one slurp of a cup of Two Spots coffee, and all of a sudden you realise, boom, Stuart's a genius. Garden's done. I'll be in the line dancing club having a pint of cider at the bar. I'll see you later, lads. I'm out of here. You know what I'm saying when you hear, when you wrote that song, what were you thinking? They're going, nah, nothing. I just thought it was catchy. Come on, seriously, give me a longer answer than that, mate. Make something up.
Yeah, I wish it was easy. It was, like I said, it was a collaboration. So there's myself, another garden designer, Bethany Williams, an architectural practice, which is Studio Evans Lane. So that's Tim Evans and Elizabeth Lane. Composer, that Leo Geyer of Constella Opera Ballet, and Sheila Vollmer, who is a sculptor. So it's been a long process. So we all would sit down, have meetings, and the inspiration and the theme was Barbara Hepworth and Leo's bit of music. So that was there from the beginning. So we had something to work with. But it really was just about putting ideas forward, saying, what do you think of this? And obviously me and Beth led the overall scheme because it was a garden. But certainly people like Studio Evans Lane had a big input into all the the metalwork in the garden and the sort of the architectural elements. And yeah, it evolved over a long process of meetings and sort of drawing sessions and ideas coming in, going out, and yeah, never seeing the light of day again. And the garden is very much, it's a unique collaboration. I think individually we would never have created such a garden. It really is a product of the collaboration of these people.
By June 1st, 2018, you will have a Chelsea Flower Show medal in the palm of your hands. What happens this time, 2019? Where will Stuart Charles Toner be?
Hopefully doing another one. He says, amidst the pain and the chaos. I suppose it's onward and upward. Still being working as a garden designer with my sanity intact. A little bit more business from doing the show, and yeah, other options for show gardens in the future. Onward and upward.
Is it tough being out on your own, Stuart? The shiny being on the side show, the BBC, the media stuff parked. You've got an alone time or a somber moment. Do you turn around and say, Stuart, mate, boy done good?
It's been a long 3 years. I suppose I'd almost tempted to use the word horrible, because I'm a very sociable person in some respects, working on my own at home with no one around. You do miss that 5 minute jaunt to the coffee machine to have a rant with your colleagues and things like that. But on the whole, I certainly don't regret it. And it opens up a lot of other opportunities. So like I said, sort of this, the show garden and working with all of these other people, getting to know Matthew at the RHS and doing work with him. And again, that sort of, it's a great way to learn, and it just is. The variety is the spice of life, he says, and it's never knowing sort of what the next job is going to entail. That's what I cling to. So it doesn't sort of work, doesn't become a mundane cycle of rinse and repeat. It's stress and excitement, and who knows what's coming around the corner.
Yeah, well, here's another angle to it, Stuart. People turn around and say, oh my God, Stuart Charles Toner, you're living the dream, my good man. You're designing the gardens, you're in the great outdoors, you're in this beautiful weather. Pause. 3 weeks later, it's non-stop rain, sleet, snow. You're banging your head off a window and you're saying, how am I going to pay the electricity bill? Inverted commas and brackets, the harsh reality of being on your own as versus when you close your eyes and have that Timothée advert-esque dream, if that makes sense. Do you see what I'm getting at?
Yeah, in my own head, if I was to sit here, I'd probably be very miserable about things, and it can be a horrible thing having your own business. But, and when if I sit and talk to someone about it, you start to reflect and think, actually, everyone gets ups and downs in life, and whether you're working for yourself or whether you're in employment. So it can be awful, but it has some great moments. And I think in life in general, you just need to cling to those good moments, and rather than sitting and wallowing and becoming a miserable, moany old man at 34.
Or as I explained to one lady, I'm not David Beckham. I don't have my own aftershave range. I look relatively okay in a pair of jocks. They don't have my name stuck on the front of them. I build gardens, so be prepared to be a little bit broke, have a roller coaster of a ride, and I'll be your Heathcliff. Does that sum it up a little bit better?
Yeah, I think it does. Basically, smile through all the traumas and it'll be all right in the end.
Stuart Charles Toner is designing on Main Avenue, Chelsea, 2018. Tickets for Chelsea Flower Show and, in fact, all other shows are on sale as we speak. If you want to get in touch, just send me a note at Sideshow on Twitter, facebook.com/TheSideshow and sideshow.com. Stuart, it's been a real pleasure to have you on the show, and congratulations on your 2018 to be Chelsea Garden. I look forward to seeing you there over the press day.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure. Absolute pleasure.
You're welcome, my good man. I'll drop by, I'll get the photograph and make you look all famous. People be saying, what's he doing with your man?
Yeah, who the hell is that?
Yeah, what a good looking fella. Jeez, how does Stuart know him?
Too right.
Stop.
Excellent. Take care, Peter.
Take care, son.
Cheers.